just coming through the trees here down at Chew Valley Lake in northeast Somerset, because I'm on the lookout for nests, and in particular nests that have got eggs. And in front of me here, I've got what we call an open nest box. It's a normal sort of box that perhaps you might expect for a blue tip, but instead of having a little hole, it's got a big long oblong. If I just move some of this elder tree branch out of the way and peer in, I can immediately see there's some twigs and some leaves and moss looking at me. And I'm just going to peer in, and I can't see anything on the nest. I can just make out some eggs at the back in the shadows.
This week on Natural Histories, our subject is both fragile and robust, useful to us and an inspiration too, the egg. The American minister and author Thomas Wentworth Higginson wrote, "I think that if required on the pain of death to name instantly the most perfect thing in the universe, I should risk my fate on a bird's egg." Many would agree. Ornithologist Ed Druitt certainly does, and each year looks forward to checking his local nests under licence.
I don't know what the eggs are from. I've got my suspicions, though, so I'm just going to unclip the lid of this box. Wow. At the back of this beautifully constructed nest, made out of lots of dry moss, we've got lots of deer hair lining the nest. And if I open up and let the light in here, I can see that we've got six small eggs, only about the size of a mini egg or the width of a 20p piece. I just put my fingers on them, I can feel they're nice and warm as well. So Mum, wherever she might be, she's not too far away, I imagine, will come back to these and carry on incubating them.
The smooth, rounded shapes of birds' eggs, their pastel colours and cool, sensual feel to the fingertips have inspired art, religion and poetry. This extract from John Clare's poem, The Nightingale Nest, is read for us by Joshua Manning.
How curious is the nest! No other bird uses such loose materials, or weaves its dwelling in such spots. Dead oaken leaves are placed without, and velvet moss within, and little scraps of grass, and scant and spare what scarcely seem materials, down and hair, for from men's haunts she nothing seems to win. Yet nature is the builder, and contrives homes for her children's comfort even here, where solitude's disciples spend their lives unseen, save when a wanderer passes near that loves such pleasant places. Deeper down the nest is made a hermit's mossy cell. Snug lie her curious eggs in number five, of deadened green, or rather olive brown, and the old prickly thorn bush guards them well. So here we'll leave them, still unknown to wrong, as the old woodland's legacy of song.
John Clare, a faithful recorder of natural history in his Northamptonshire parish in the 19th century, uncovering the secret treasure that is a clutch of eggs. The clutch in Ed Druitt's nest has been laid by a relative of the nightingale, the robin.
And they're beautiful. They're nice and shiny. The light, it's not a sunny day today, it's an overcast day, but they're glinting the light off. They're a creamy, orangey colour. The broadest part of the eggs are actually much deeper, browny orange with a few sort of speckles or squiggles on them. And the rest of the egg is this creamy orange colour with lighter blotches. And to know that perhaps in a week or so time they will hatch out and there'll be six little babies in here is just quite remarkable and special.
Developing inside each fragile shell is a potential contributor to the woodland chorus, locked away mysteriously. And so we've used the egg as a symbol of rebirth and life after death, Easter eggs. Sculptors are inspired by their smooth perfection. Dame Barbara Hepworth famously carved egg-shaped forms and wrote, "I could, for the rest of my life, take an egg form and in different materials carve an infinite number of sculptures, all giving a different sort of life." Fabergé made fabulous bejeweled eggs that are amongst the most expensive pieces of art in the world. But eggs are mundane too. We eat millions each day in a countless variety of dishes. They are at once ordinary and extraordinary.
A bird's egg has been described as the most perfect thing. And to me, it is.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?